Throughout the centuries, there have been many saints and mystics that have prophesied about a worldwide illumination, that being the illumination of conscience, or as it's commonly known, the warning. The warning would be a supernatural event like no other, in which all of the people on the earth, saints and sinners, will see their souls not the way they see it, but the way God sees it. All the horror and consequences of sin will be made clear. This will be a final act of mercy, allowing people to repent and make amends before facing His justice shortly before the last day. God will also convince us that He does indeed exist and that He wants our salvation. According to different sources, the event will be preceded by the appearance in the sky of the cross, in which will be visible to all mankind. The illumination of conscience was described by mystics and saints in recent church history as God's gracious opportunity for repentance and salvation before the final judgment and independent of each person's particular judgment. The English martyr, Saint Edmund Campion, appears to have been the first Catholic saint to refer to a great day of change. The English charged Campion with sedition, saying he threatened England with the invasion by the King of Spain. In order to re-establish Catholicism as the national religion, St. Edmund's defense was that he was not threatening invasion, but was referring to a great day wherein the terrible judge should reveal all men's consciences and try every man of each kind of religion. This is the day of change. This is the great day which he threatened, comfortable to the well-being and terrible to all heretics. In 1945, young Greta Gensenforth, blessed with the stigmata, was one of the witnesses of the apparitions in Hide, Germany. She was said to receive words from Christ which referred to a small judgment in which God will make himself known to men. Every soul will recognize him as its God. 48 years following the prophecy of Greta Gensenforth, in 1988, a locution was received by the founder of the Marian movement of priests, Don Stefano Gobbi, on Pentecost Sunday at Hide, Germany. The term small judgment was used. The Virgin Mary told him of how the Holy Spirit will come to establish the glorious reign of Christ and how it will be a reign of grace, of holiness, of love, of justice, and of peace. With His divine love, God will open the doors of hearts and illuminate all consciences. Every person will see himself in the burning fire of divine truth. It will be like a judgment in miniature, and then Jesus Christ will bring His glorious reign in the world. Blessed Anna Maria Taigi was a humble housewife and mother who lived in Rome. She was also one of the greatest mystics of all time, that even queens, popes, and common folk constantly sought her advice. She predicted many events that later occurred. Regarding to the warning, she says that a great purification will come upon the whole world, preceded by an illumination of conscience, in which everyone will see themselves as God sees them. Even Blessed Pope Pius VIII speaks of the warning as a great wonder which will fill the world with astonishment. But the most notable Marian apparition in which the Blessed Mother had prophesied of this worldwide event was the apparitions at Garimbindal, Spain. Between 1961 and 1965, four girls in a remote mountain village in Spain received hundreds of visits and messages from the Virgin Mary. The girls generally received these messages while kneeling in an ecstatic trance. Meanwhile, bystanders such as doctors pricked them with pins or burned them with matches. Nothing disturbed the girls' ecstasy, not even spotlights shone into their open eyelids. One of the girls, Conchita Gonzalez, mentioned of how it will last for only a short time. The warning comes directly from God. It will be visible in every part of the world, no matter where we live. It will be like an interior realization of our sins. Believers, as well as unbelievers, wherever they are at the time, will see it and feel it. Oh, yes, the warning will be very formidable, 1,000 times worse than earthquakes. It will be like fire. It will not burn our flesh, but we will feel it corporally and interiorly. All nations and every person on earth will feel it. No one shall escape it. While scores of other messages from Garimbindal address this event, all the girls indicate that it will occur when conditions are at their worst. According to their testimony, this will be given when the world is dominated by communism and religion will be very hard to practice. worldwide communism? Be that as it may, it is interesting that the warning will precede a stupendous miracle in Garabandal. Conchita was requested by Our Lady to announce the miracle 8 days before it occurs.
What can you tell us about the big miracle?
Well, the only thing I can tell is going to be in my village, a miracle. Something going to happen in my village.
In Garabandal?
Yes, everybody is there around the village can see it. The people sick going to be there, going to be cured.
And this big miracle, do you know when it's going to happen?
Yes, I know the year going to be happening, I know the day, but the Blessed Mother said tell 8 days before.
She is 74 years old at this time. Now we may ask ourselves, are there any benefits to receiving this illumination? Well, masters of the spiritual life such as Teresa of Avila emphasize the need for self-knowledge in order to draw nearer to God. Self-knowledge enables people to understand the truth about themselves, warts and all, in the clearest possible light. It leads to self-abandonment, in which in turn raises the soul to God. God gives this knowledge to help liberate the soul, not to depress it. As Jesus says, the truth will set you free. This explains why the saints beg for self-knowledge. Knowledge of one's frailty and woundedness leads one to cling to God alone. The warning, therefore, is the most intense experience of self-knowledge that a person can receive in this life. For humble persons who trust in God, it will be beneficial in launching a soul into close union with Him. To a friend who was petrified of the warning, Conchita Gonzalez, one of the visionaries of Garabandal, said, "Yes, but after the warning, you will love God much more." Yes, to think about it can be quite terrifying, but remember, this is all part of God's great love and mercy for us. Never forget, we are His children. You, me, we are all sinners alike, yet we are His children at the end of the day. And a loving Father never abandons His children, but rather does all that He can to bring us into His loving embrace. God wants us home with Him. In Isaiah chapter 43, verse 4, God reminds us, "Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored, and I have loved you. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us."